This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Leonard fakes the give, backs up deep, pumps, the ball is out, the ball is loose inside the 10, the ball is picked up by the Houston Texans, Henry has it inside the 1.
Yeah, what a great play. It's always so rewarding when the edges get in and get after a player, especially one that can move around. Riley Leonard was moving around decently well as a quarterback, but you love seeing big number 55 Danielle Hunter get his paws on that arm, see that ball. That was a tuck rule fumble.
Yeah, and it was a huge play. It was the difference in the game, ultimately.
That is a fair point to make. So always fun seeing the edges get involved. I imagine I would like to see a lot more of their involvement come Monday. Next Monday, that is, when the Texans face off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That has now been solidified as your wild card destination here in the first round. But yeah, a great game in which the Texans win 38-30. There's definitely some things that they need to improve on, but at this point, 17 games down, 12-5 is the record. Another successful regular season. The postseason will unfurl before us. Are they playoff ready, these Texans? 713-572-4610.
Short answer, they are absolutely playoff ready. I think it was maybe after the Buffalo game. It was around that part. Well, we came in here, and I know I said, doesn't matter. This defense can beat anyone, anywhere, and is a Super Bowl caliber defense.
I remember that.
I think it was after the Buffalo game, and we've all sort of grown to understand and kind of latch on to that. So, I mean, here we are. Look, if you're just joining us here at your lunch break, this is a celebration. This should be a celebration, but there's a part two to it. The celebration is you started the season 0-3. You're at 12-5, and you're in the playoffs.
9 straight wins, which ties the longest
record.
It is the longest active win streak in the National Football League.
Yeah.
You went in, this is the first time you've made the playoffs as a wild card, and that's not because you didn't have a good record. It's because the Jacksonville Jaguars found a way to be wildly better than I think expectation was for this season.
Yes.
And, you're playing – you put up the best defense, I think, in franchise history. Like, you've managed to do some great things in the season, but expectations were such and really should be such that is fine and good, but that's not where you will be judged on ultimately on the season.
I think that, part one is where we are. You should be, as a Houstonian, you should have your chest out. You should feel really good. You have every bit the chance that anybody else in the AFC, anybody else in front of you has to get to the first Super Bowl in Houston sports history. That's part one. Yes, they are ready because of this defense. Part two is, all right, where do you think, you mentioned it, some things that, yes, there are things that need to improve. Where do you think that improvement needs to come? Some potential sort of, potential hiccups, if you will, stumbling blocks, and maybe something that could derail you. because nine straight, you're on a train, man. I know some of those games, including yesterday's, could have easily slipped away. But you got that win because of the play you just heard. You know, that's what set you on this course. The defense doing it again. And now you're going to Pittsburgh. The Texans have never won a road playoff game, like that. And so you're going to Pittsburgh where there's some haunting memories, some very historical haunting memories. It's a team that plays like you. It's a team that wins games like you do, is coached like your team is coached. We just heard from D'Amico Ryans. He sort of bristled, at the idea of, hey, what about the four games away, as Will Anderson pointed to after the game yesterday. He goes, no, one game at a time. Well, what about, the leadership and showing them how it's done? Oh, we know how to get it done. We know how to get there. I thought that was very revealing from him. So it's just a matter of they are playoff ready. They have everything it takes on the defensive side for sure, and including, on offense with C.J. Stroud, finding his way with this offense, embracing this offense. There are a few things that you definitely want to kind of watch. And I think foremost among those, and I don't mean to dominate the conversation here because mm-hmm. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Sure.
But some of these.
And of course, yours, listener, 713-572-4610. Yes. 4610.
Yes. Penalties, game management, mental errors. I'd like to point you to two drives that I made note of.
Oh, yeah, I got them here. And I color code them, so there's a lot of bright yellow.
Yours are better than mine, then. So the Texans had a real good drive going early, and they were in deep into Colts territory. But then Jawar Jordan got tackled by one arm, which is one of those things that happen when you're a smaller running back. A guy just kind of reached out and grabbed him in backfield for a loss. Then there was an intentional grounding, and that led to a field goal. Then another drive, not long after that, C.J. Stroud made a great drive, a great throw to Jaden Higgins inside the 10-yard line.
Incredible ball, in fact.
It was a great play.
And great job by Higgins winning off the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I have that in my notes, and I know what's about to come next. Do you want to hit me with the punchline?
Ed
punch
Ingram
line?
Was 7 yards downfield. It's one thing to be like, well, was he? Oh, no, he was. He was by a mile. He was 7 yards with an offensive lineman downfield. How did that one end? Field goal.
Yes.
So those are the things. You get into Pittsburgh and you get into a cold, tight game that's they like to play it just like you do. Is that something that's going to haunt you?
Well, it's interesting because all of this, what you're pointing to, point back to something that you started kind of talking about when you were talking about this run that they've been on. Again, 9 straight wins. Talk to your mommy. In these 9 straight wins, they're finishing these games, but there has been a little bit of leakage here and there mm-hmm. that at times they've patched and gone back and forth. One of those, I think, is looking at how do you feel about the mental lock-in that's happened. And you started pointing in. There was a lot of penalties that came up in this game, mm-hmm. especially ones that ended drives, which is something that haunted this team early on in the year that they got better at. How are you feeling about it on that side? Because the defense, I think, is a whole nother one that we could talk about as well, that where you've seen a little bit of slippage, the explosives, as D'Amico Ryans was talking about when he talked to the assembled media. How do you feel about that? Because these are some mental plays. You talk about it, right, where you have, you have an instance where you have 12 guys on the field because Shane Steichen has a heady play running out the punt team after having the fake punt. An eligible man downfield, which is, I think, in that moment, Ed Ingram not being – just incredibly aware of what the situation is. If that mm-hmm. ball is coming out, you have to be in that. And it wasn't even one of those ticky-tacks. I think it was Jake Andrews who got caught on a ticky-tack. Mm-hmm. Was it last week or the week prior?
Right, it was like 2.5 yards.
Where it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call that. But you have instances where a bad intentional grounding, where, hey, man, lock in and make sure that you know what you're doing in this moment, really be in that space. Ed Ingram, maybe not locked in that moment. These feel like mental mistakes mm-hmm. that happen in the course of it. Not to say that mental mistakes are not impossible to happen. That happens, but when you have a team under the circumstances where your margins are very thin and you know that to be the case and the playoffs just inherently are thin margins, those are the types of things that could take you out.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And those little bitty – and you just heard from D'Amico Ryans. You can obviously hear it on the Odyssey app, and you'll hear some of it again as we move along here today on Sports Radio 610. But, the little tiny things like this. We talk about those games ending in – those drives ending in field goals. And Kyahmi Fairbairn is about as reliable a kicker as you can find in the NFL today. Absolutely. But your kicker should not be kicking 45 field goals, the most in NFL history.
Sure.
And so it's like, do you balance it? You know, back, I kind of did the 6-7 thing right there. But do you balance it with, you got to be better than that. You can't be kicking those field goals.
You do.
And oh, by the way, Pittsburgh is notoriously bad, not as much recently, but really bad for field goal kickers. Ask Tyler Loop last night.
Yeah, it's a windy environment. It's not very helpful. The thing that gives me encouragement on the mental lock-in is that I trust the organizational structure that they have coaching-wise, at least when it comes to making sure that message gets downstream. In fact, it was one of the things that, again, D'Amico mentions in that presser where he talks about, he's asked about, how do you go about the messaging, right? How do you go about the messaging here? Is it you got four games to your ultimate goal, or is it one game at a time? And D'Amico Ryan's, one game at a time. And I believe that because that's what he's been saying. And not only has that been what he's saying, I am constantly, and it seems like something so small, I am constantly in awe of just how well they buy the, not the hype, but they buy, and the propaganda sounds crazy, but they buy the message.
It's kind of propaganda, but it's also a good, strong message.
It is. Yeah. It is. They buy the messaging to the point where not only is the messaging executed, but you hear them repeating the messaging outside of the presence of D'Amico or any of the coaches. Mm-hmm. The messaging comes organically. So I think that even in the moments where we go, hey, we've got to clean this up, I think that this is something that they can believe and get to. On the offensive side, the defensive side as well, because that is what it's been for this team, is that even after wins, they go into the film room, and it is all, these are the things that we need to get better at. D'Amico Ryans hasn't strayed in that, so I believe in his ability to get these things corrected, and we've seen these things corrected at times. I just think that the course of the season probably allowed a little bit of leakage here. Now, that's not inherently a good thing. I prefer if it was just that they were rolling in like a gosh darn machine into the playoffs, but they're not right now. And I have to be honest about that. In the last couple of weeks, you've seen some of these things, but I know that they're capable of doing it. And I know that in this moment, especially with the additional day that is given to you with the game being on a Monday as opposed to a Saturday or Sunday,
right.
I'm fully in on the idea that they're going to do this and get these guys right. Also because it's not just coming from the top.
Mm-hmm.
There is a level of accountability, not just vertically.
And not just one guy on the defense. It's not just Will Anderson.
It's not vertically, it's horizontally.
It's Derek Barnett. It's Henry Toutoua is a real leader on this team. Obviously, Al Shaair. Kamari Lassiter. Derek Stingley is just more deeds than words, you know, but I think Kamari Lassiter is one of those guys. So I think, yes, you're right. The messaging is there. This defense can be overwhelming. The Texans are on a path that if they play their way and you know, win these close games as they've won, as they've done 9 times in a row now, winning games, they can win a Super Bowl. But let me ask you this. Was there anything that you got out of D'Amico Ryans talking about? I mean, he was exasperated about the 30 points and exasperated about the way his defense has let little things slip these last couple, including against the Chargers, if we're being honest. Is there anything there that maybe, not exposed, but maybe could give Aaron Rodgers something to chew on, so to speak?
Not really and truly, in my estimation. Now, I do think that not anything that he wouldn't have seen. I think that any good football person goes, hey, who's this new guy in the secondary? I would like to test him. I think that Kayvon Wallace has that. You saw there was a big play made because Kayvon Wallace, actually, was that actually a touchdown there?
The Alec Pierce?
Yes, where Kayvon Wallace and Tremont Smith had a clear miscommunication on who was supposed to have the
deep man.
They
don't play with each other. They haven't played with each other.
Right. I think that's one of those, that miscommunication happened. They'll have an opportunity to exchange ideas. And then you have Alec Pierce there. You have Alec Pierce in another instance where, for the first time in a little while, I saw someone cook Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
And I say that with all the respect for what Derek Stingley is. I've liked him since dating back to LSU when he looked like he was a man amongst boys.
Yeah.
But he got cooked in that place. And I think that Alec Pierce, he stands as somewhat unique in the league, where I don't know how many straight line burners exist like Alec Pierce. Now, of course, you could say, hey, there's DK Metcalf right over there on the other side of that. And I go, all right.
That's kind of where I was going.
I hear you on it. But I think that this was a unique circumstance, and I don't know how many of these are like, oh, that's something I could pick on, or that just worked in this moment.
That's one of the things where I was like, okay, and I'm just sitting here talking about how this team can win a Super Bowl with this defense. But I do think the Riley Leonard, Alec Pierce thing, DK Metcalf didn't play last night, is going to play against the Texans, and is that kind of player. is that kind of player where if you put the ball in the right spot, he will absolutely go get it with his size and his speed. So I think that's something that probably definitely concerns D'Amico as well.
And I will take you once more, because we've done a lot of referring back to D'Amico here. The reason why I could say the Texans are playoffs ready is something that I think he acknowledged as well. This has been their reality for a little while. Maybe not like actually, factually, they are fighting for their life, but it felt like it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And you could make the argument very easily that they were in playoff mode.
Yeah.
And I think this comes back again to the D'Amico, every game, one game in front of you, you earn the right for the next one. I think that that's the mode that they've been in. I think that they can default back to that. I think they hold each other accountable across with all the many leadership positions that they have on mm-hmm. the team, whether they're explicit or implicit.
Yeah.
I think that they have built a team this year that is well designed for what they want to do. Right, we can have our qualms about the decision that they made on how they built this team,
yeah.
but they did well in building within that context. And so if that's the way that you want to build your team, let's go into it. It's weird that the way that I thought to illustrate that is, did you ever watch like BattleBots, like the robots?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that show.
And sometimes you would see somebody make a robot and you're like, why did you make the robot just one spinning piece? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And then it'd go out and beat some robot and you're just like, why is that working? That's sometimes the way that I feel about this Texas team.
Then you have this fancy three-tiered robot with all these arms and legs, and it gets whacked on the first 10 seconds.
You know what I mean?
It's not real strong. It's just fancy.
This is the way my brain works. I apologize.
I actually love this one.
But I think
I want to talk about them some more.
Right? I think that that's what they did with this team.
They
is just
one
they,
thing
they
really,
decided they want to
really
do it this way.
Well.
But they do it this way, and they have all of the team built to sustain that. That's why I believe that they're playoff ready. You come into the playoffs, you do something well. If you can continue to execute, which they've done a lot of times outside of like moving pieces here and there. Mm-hmm. And I think over time that they find the equilibrium, and I believe them capable of doing that again here.
Yeah. I mean, it is a good day for the Texans to feel good about the opponent. It's going to be a close, tough game. I've said that multiple times today, and I know you think I'm jinxing it, but it's going to be a very low scoring, very tough, very hard game. Because both teams play that way. But I think the Texans are just flat better.
Oh, I don't actually believe in jinxes. I just yeah. know. I love comedy. And I know I know a setup when I hear one, right? The punchline is coming when you're
41 to 40.
I just know a setup when I hear one.
Yeah.
If you did mention one thing that I did not point to and I did not speak on because I don't really have a great answer for it, which is game management. Mm-hmm. End of the first half, you do have another moment here where you go, huh.
Yeah.
That's one way to handle this, right? Not using your timeouts, trying to like, you went to the half with timeouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things where that's if you talk about being playoff ready and one of the things that you could throw up there, that's one of those things that I do go and I go, are you lessening your margins because of that? But I don't know that you could change
thing.
It.
It's another one of those little things.
I don't know that you could change that one.
Those two drives really irritated me. That ended with field goals and it was their own doing. It was their own doing that did it.
It was. That game did not need to be as close as it was, but we've said that sometimes. The thing that I imagine D'Amico Ryans would return to is we finished.
One score game. We won.
We won.
Found a way to win.
How can I argue? They've mm-hmm. done it 9 times in a row,
yeah.
12 times in the total of this regular season, and they hope to do it again Monday night. Not here, but Monday night in Pittsburgh versus the Steelers, who themselves needed a little bit of good fortune just to get through their game that got them in this position. So, hey, that's the playoffs, man. You get in and you just got to find a win. Just win, baby, is the quote. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
You know how I've often said, you know, especially with teams that you're not invested in, like you're just watching a college football game, you really don't know or you can't predict like what team you're just inherently going to start cheering for until you start watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And so
I don't like where you're setting this.
No. Obviously, we were all hoping the Texans could get it done yesterday, but about 10 minutes into the game, and this is the confession part.
Oh no.
I didn't mind finding out that the division was out of the question. I was like, cool, go ahead and score another touchdown, Jacksonville, so we starters out of here. You know what I mean?
Okay, got you.
I was like, let's go, you know, whatever. I want to see what the Texans could do and hopefully win the division. Like 10, 15 minutes in my heart, I was like, I was watching Jacksonville. You had it on your screen.
I was trying.
Looking over at your screen, I was like, all right, make it 28 now.
If I'm going to have four screens at any given juncture, yeah. I'm going to try and have useful things on them.
I was cool with it. Because then by halftime, and I think we had this conversation, I said, it isn't going to be interesting to see how they play it out. Boy, did he play it out. I mean, he rested a lot of guys, and I was good with that.
Yeah.
I was good with it.
I hear you. I think logically, I understand that. I am selfish. I am inherently selfish. I was like,
hey, at least you admit it.
I need this home game. I just really wanted to see mm-hmm. a circumstance under which the Jaguars lost.
And that's how I went into it.
But it just...
10 minutes into the game, it's like my consciousness or my fandom kind of switched.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, go ahead. Score again, Jacksonville. Let's get this out of here.
How'd you feel about the way that he was able to do that? Because one of the things that D'Amico vocalized that is a very good point is just you only get so many dudes on a game. What is it, 48 dudes mm-hmm. on the active roster on a game day? There's not enough for you to just pull everybody out. How'd you feel about the actual execution of getting dudes out of harm's
way? I actually had this conversation right before the half with Sean and Seth. I was like, how would you guys play that? Because I think, you know, I thought he should just go ahead and rest them because it's done. But Sean brought up the point. It's a good point. I just didn't agree with it. You know, it matters if you're 5, 6, or 7.
Oh, strong.
Big time. But you didn't also know how that was going to play out. So I was just like, I'd rather just rest these guys. Just get them out. No injuries. Rest.
Well, you did know how it would turn out if you win. If you won, you were guaranteed the 5 seed, which obviously ultimately happened.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's the case is as much as I wanted to host a wild card game, things could very easily break your way to where you are hosting a divisional round game after going to Pittsburgh. If you get your victory, the Bills beat the Jaguars, which is not far-fetched, and then the Chargers beat the Patriots, which is not entirely outside of the realm of possibility. So, yeah, no, I was like, I need this 5.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that they found a way to get the victory. But I kind of like the way they went about it. You mm-hmm. know, getting those edge rushers out of the game as well.
Yeah.
Getting Stingley ultimately out of the game. Woody Marks out of the line of fire. Azeez Al-Shaair out of the line of fire. Mm-hmm. You saw the rotation. Kalen Bullock. They got a lot of dudes off of their feet fairly quickly in that second half when it was evident that this is not going to go the way that you want ultimately. And I kind of enjoyed seeing some of the other guys get in here and get some reps and maybe see what you have to, especially defensively, because you talk about depth. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that some of that is necessary. So I was happy to see some of those guys, even if I don't know if I got any real answers that make me feel good on a larger scale if any of them have to step in a real way.
These are my confessions.
I actually was just about to say a confession that just came to me, because while we were talking about the Alec Pierce performance, as he does it against the Texans. The speed that he demonstrates is notable. Someone on, I believe it was the YouTube page, was like, no, that couldn't be the case. A speedy white guy? And I like to think that I'm an ally in this way, because I believe white people can do good things, right? White people can run, can be fast. White people can play cornerback. I've notably said that. However, I have to confess that if there was a strong period of time that I'm not proud of. However, there was a point in time where I just did not realize Alec Pierce was white. I'm going to be honest. I just didn't.
Wait, he's white?
You know what I mean? Because, like, look, Alec Pierce is a name. Mm-hmm. Like, some names feel very
much. Could go either way.
Like, this is definitively, and of course, that is stereotyping, and I recognize that the negative connotation or the negative portions of stereotyping, it can put you in some bad places.
Be careful where you tread, my friend.
You know what they say about assumptions, right? But Alec Pierce could go a lot of different ways. Also, hey, man, these dudes be wearing helmets. You don't always get a good look at somebody.
And sleeves.
Sleeves. And then complexions can be confusing at times. So I just was over here like, hey, man, that Alec Pierce dude is fast. Now, I can't tell you who I thought he was, if not white. But it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I realized this as well, but it was not as soon as I probably should have. I was he is white. That's
I just
cool.
remember him from Cincinnati. And that's why I was like, oh boy, that guy is fast.
He sure is. He sure is.
But fast.
Honestly, I take no ill will towards myself for this, because again, I be believing in y'all, white folks. It's y'all that don't believe in yourselves. Stop hating on the white cornerbacks and stuff.
And if we're being honest, how many times are you watching a game with your friends or, you know, your family or whatever, and it's mentioned? Wait, and I'm not talking about just Alec Pierce. I'm just talking about any game. And you see somebody do something, and you go, wait, he's white?
It
happens a lot.
Getting the opportunity. That's one of the fun things about football, is that you sometimes don't really know these dudes. The secondary portion of this game is when you see the dude actually take his helmet off for the first time. You're like, oh, that's what's happening follicularly for you. Okay. I would have imagined there was more up there. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was this, I forgot what bowl it was. It gone viral for a little bit. One of the college players took off his helmet.
Oh, Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar.
He is bald.
Brother.
He is bald.
My God.
He looks 45 years old.
Yeah, him. Brock Bowers got that going on. Yeah. Now, this is the one thing, and maybe I'm venturing into territory that I shouldn't. My boss will come tell me here soon. This is one thing about the white delegation that I do want y'all to do better at. Y'all need to be better at telling y'all's friends to cut all that crap off.
Yes.
Because
Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar needs somebody to tell him.
He had like a reverse, what's that little ponytail? Like right down his, it looked like a ponytail
down
the
front. Don't ask me, man.
Right down the front of his
face. Y'all need to do better, because one of the things is, I know in my community, we are very good about, hey, man, come home. Go ahead and shave that off.
Yeah.
Someone need to tell Gunner. Yeah. It's not coming back, brother.
It's over with.
It's
rat tail. That's what I was thinking. You know that some guys have that rat tail? Gunnar Stockton has the reverse rat tail.
He's just like, those corners, those corners are in prevent right now. Those corners are all the way back. Yeah. I'm talking about 20-yard cushion, brother. Just go ahead and shave that off.
Yeah.
It's under a helmet anyways. Go ahead and shave it off, brother.
These are my confessions.
All right, this kind of freaked me out this morning, and then that's the confession. Whenever I see things like that, it just sort of freaks me out for a moment. So I'm sure by now you've seen the video. There's a priest in Pittsburgh. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So before the game yesterday, in the end zone where Tyler Loop ultimately missed the field goal, before the game, about a half hour, he has a priest walks behind the end line of the end zone, splashing holy water.
Oh, yes.
Into the end zone. Splashing it. And when I saw that this morning after, I didn't see it last night. When I saw it this morning after Loop missed the field goal, I got like a little chill up my spine. Like, Where's that guy going to be next week? Where's that priest?
You think that's what did it, huh?
He's on to something. It always freaks me out when I see stuff like that.
You think it always does.
I'm like, we got to keep that priest under wraps, or do some holy water over his holy water with the Texans priest.
Yeah, maybe so. Like, if you, I get
kinda
it.
Kind of cancel it out.
Might as well, right? What can it hurt? Yeah. The problem is, I understand that. I think that what happened there more so is that the Baltimore Ravens are so good at tripping over their own feet. Well, I just,
I
have seen that story time and time again. And I got to admit, I feel terrible for Lamar Jackson in that game. He did his things. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is maddening to me, especially this year, is that Lamar Jackson is one of the fastest dudes in the league, except he feels the need to stand in the pocket until it goes down, like all the way down, until it burns all the way down. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you could escape. You could, you know, go and find something. But when he does, he makes incredible plays.
Yeah.
He was out there just finding incredible plays, pulling him out of his keister in the second half. And all of a sudden, you know, he did all he could. The defense was giving up big plays, and all he did, Tyler Loop, go ahead and knock this down. Nope. I felt
it was the holy water. That's why it freaks me out.
just a quick one real quick. Just saw on the TV, Jalen Knoll app just taught, like, just Blake Group, the Colts kicker, trying to dive tackle him and then just bounces off of him. Just reminds me sometimes that I'm stupid when I say, maybe I could, you know, carry the football easily.
No, I love those hypotheticals that people get out here. Like, if you had an all-pro offensive line, could you get 5 yards? And I'm like, no, I don't want to, first and foremost, because I know that would hurt crazy. But secondly, no, I think we sometimes undervalue just how good these dudes are.
I mean, they're literally the same size. Mm-hmm. Groupie is probably closer to the average Joe than, you know, not close.
Groupie,
like,
is tiny.
Yeah, but I thought he and Noel were like kind of like the same height.
No, they list Groupie at 5'7". I looked it up yesterday.
They list him at 5'7"?
5'7". That means he's like 5'3".
See, I'm lying on
yeah.
you.
See, yeah. I'm 5'8".
Yeah. No, he's shorter than you.
That will happen to me if I try to tackle someone like Noel.
No, Groupie is smaller than you. I guarantee he's 5'5", at the most. He's tiny. Dang. Like, tiny, and he just looked like he was just...
What was the reaction initially when y'all saw that in the box?
I don't remember exactly. I think I saw it on the replay, and I went, oh, that's not a big surprise.
Yeah, I don't want any of those problems. Those dudes are just, they're built different. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, there was something else this weekend, I believe, or in the last week, that was one of those, oh, just a reminder, how far all of these people that do these sports are from us regular folks.
I always like when someone says, oh, I could run through that hole. Well, maybe you could, but you wouldn't, because you'd be terrified of what's going to happen at the end of that run.
Yeah, Aziz Ansari is like huffing and puffing and sees you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely not against the Texans defense. Like, maybe against some other defenses in the NFL, and even then the answer is likely no.
Yes.
Texans defense is expletive no, right? There is just no way that I'm doing that against this defense. But there you go. Some lunchtime confessions. Apologies if I did offend you. I've always liked Alec Pierce, just didn't know what his complexion was. That's all.
On behalf of the white delegation, it's not offensive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I always want to make sure that we're good in the hood. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Reaction Monday. Coming up next, who are the winners and losers of the weekend? Who do you feel like performed well? Who deserves a level of salute over the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, Victory Reaction Monday. Texans get a 38-30 victory over the Colts. They finish out the stretch of the season, winning 9 games in a row, ties a team record for most wins consecutively, and they're set for playoff football, not just in that they've booked their ticket, but also they have an opponent. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, who won a nail-biter on the final game of the regular season versus the Ravens. And so you'll face off against the likes of T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith and, of course, Aaron Rodgers, with the possibility of snuffing out the end of the Aaron Rodgers tenure yourself.
And his career.
I've got to be honest, that is appealing. this is going to be the T.J. Watt versus T.J. Watt, or the J.J. Watt Bowl, in that it's his brother versus his team, right? Like, this is going to happen, ain't it?
And we're going to be hearing all kinds of speculation on that back and forth. It seems like it'd be easy. You're cheering for your brother, right?
I mean, you're always cheering for your brother to do well.
Right.
But I think that he is so attached to this place.
That's what I was about to say. And this team. I think it's a lot tougher for him.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot tougher for J.J., this city, this team, this ownership. I mean, maybe we're both just dead wrong. I mean, you know, you're always going to hope
your brother. Give him a call. Call him up.
Let's call J.J.
Call him up. All right. So I feel like J.J. is a winner of sorts, because the Steelers did get in, so they get a chance to play some football. Who else was some winners or losers of the weekend? Clearly big winner, at least Texans-wise, Tommy Togiai.
Great one.
They made a concerted effort to get him the football, and it seemed like fate would not have that be the case. C.J. Stroud honestly said it after the game that that was supposed to go to Tommy Togiai. I appreciated the other people trying to be like, oh, you know, hey. Yeah. C.J.'s like, nah, I messed up.
No, you did.
Got my footing wrong, didn't get that ball in his gullet, and then he was able to have some awareness. Woody Marks with a great play there, going and blocking two dudes with his body, just throwing his body at some guys so that CJ could get around and score the touchdown. Are the Texans kind of a loser in this regard, though, that it feels like when they score touchdowns in the red zone, it's accidents? You remember the Woody Marks ball gets fumbled through CJ's legs, Woody Marks picks it up and scores, you have this instance. Like, why does that happen all the time?
It's kind of like, and our outdoorsmen will understand this, on my fishing podcast, the Bite Me Fishing podcast, we talk about catching flounder on purpose is really hard.
Oh, really?
Because flounder are hard to catch. You only catch them by accident. It's like scoring in the red zone on purpose is really hard for the Texans, but they're good at it with the accidental touchdowns.
I don't know what lesson you take from that. Yeah. But no, shout out to Tommy Togiai. He deserves it. If you had to pick a most improved player on the team this year, it's Togiai, is it not?
And from the moment they started training camp, I mean, they were raving about him, and we would even
most say, consistent player on the team.
On the team,
and boy, has D'Amico looked righter and righter. I know that's not proper English, but live
close
it.
Enough. No, and then of course, like you mentioned, gets that touchdown at the end. Miles Garrett.
Yeah, there it goes.
Miles Garrett, loser. Michael freaking Strahan. What are we doing here? Okay, so if you don't know by now, Miles Garrett set the all-time sacks record, single-season sacks record with 23. And then what does Michael Strahan do? He poo-poos all over it. Well, I did it in 16 games. He did it in 17.
Here's Michael Strahan on the NFL on Fox when he was asked about the accomplishment that Miles Garrett had breaking his record.
I mean, I hold a record for a 16-game season. They hold a record for 17-game season. That's the way it works out.
You're still claiming the title.
But, you know, you can't compare records from 12-game seasons to 16 and 17 games.
That's true.
Work. This young man's amazing.
So, all right. So how does he feel about this? You played in 16 games and 130 more snaps than Miles Garrett played in 17.
That is so sick to think about.
I did it in 16 games. Yeah, with 130 more snaps than Miles Garrett did in 17 games. Get the bleep out of here, Michael.
Stop being logical.
Houston zone, love you, all that stuff.
Texas Southern, what's happening?
Petty little loser in this case.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Dang.
Did it not sound like he was being tongue-in-cheek?
Okay, but if he's talking...
Was he not joking there?
No, he wasn't joking.
Okay.
No, he wasn't joking.
I mean, he did go on and, like, praise Miles Garrett.
No, he... of course he did, because, I mean, you have to in that situation. But he sure didn't make it clear. I did it in 16 games. Well, if we're talking numbers, 16 versus 17... I don't know if my Aggie math is right or not, but I think 130 is a lot more than more snaps than Michael Strahan.
Who's that Jets player that went up to Brett Favre about laying down for him, laying down for Strahan? Who was that?
Was Gastineau?
Yeah, Gastineau.
Yeah.
I saw something as like, if Joe Burrow lays down for Miles Garrett, will Strahan go to?
Well, that was the question that people brought up, because that sack did look a little bit easier than some other sacks. Did you feel like did you feel like Burrow laid down?
Well, part of it was he didn't expect him to be there as soon as the ball was snapped. You see his get off?
Sheesh.
It was like Usain Bolt. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, people put the clock to it. Like, his get off on that snap was 0.17 seconds or whatever. Usain Bolt did it in 0.16 when he won the gold medal.
How much does Miles Garrett weigh? Like, dang near like
295.
Too much for me to
285, 295. Like
that is crazy. Imagine that coming at you full speed.
Burrow tried to step up. There was another Brown in front of him. I think that was just self-preservation more than giving it up.
Yeah.
But shout out to Miles Garrett. Absolutely deserves it. Other winners on the weekend. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I think the Astros are very much winners.
Oh yeah.
On the weekend with the acquisition of Imai, I think that absolutely situates them in a significantly better way to go into the next season. We'll talk more about that as we have an opportunity. And shout out to PC in this time slot.
Yeah.
Last week breaking that down when it came down. We've had some fun conversations about this. Mm-hmm. How about some winners incentives? The folks who got their incentives on the final year.
Yeah.
But a loser in this way is Nick Chubb. But we knew he was not going to get it. I think if he had picked up 94 yards in this final game, he would have been able to get to an incentive bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at that and I was like, how are you going to find 94 yards to get to Nick Chubb in this game?
Yeah, you're just not going to find it. So who was it? The receiver from the Chargers got $1 million.
Was it Keenan Allen?
Yeah, Keenan Allen. He got $1 million yesterday.
Yeah, I think. Or he got $750,000 for six catches, which he was able to do. Hunter Henry had $250,000 himself. Stephon Diggs got $500,000 off of receiving yards, and it was Rico Dowdle who was the big winner of the incentives, $1 million. He just needed 7 yards from scrimmage. He did get that on Saturday's game, and he goes to the playoffs thanks to the Atlanta Falcons.
And Aaron Rodgers got $500,000 with that missed kick.
Oh yeah, because of the win going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He got a bunch of money.
You got it. That's $500,000 for someone else's mistake.
I can't get $500,000 for my good decision. So if somebody else's mistake could give me $500,000, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I will absolutely take it. Were there any other winners and losers that you were thinking of? I mean, we definitely just in this game. And in and of themselves, was there anything else that came from
just the whole weekend and watching college football playoffs over the weekend and into after the holidays and all that? Ooh, baby, these Indiana Hoosiers,
buddy. Yeah, we haven't had an opportunity to really talk about the college football player. College football on a Tuesday is going to be very fun.
They were a machine, dude.
I've been trying to tell you. I had a friend. Man, I had a friend who
they were a machine.
Every opportunity I had an opportunity to text him, I said that twice, was just, hey, buddy, told you, didn't I? Because there's a lot of people for whom there was cognitive dissonance on what Indiana is as a program historically and what they are right now. And I'm like, guys, you have to understand, this is the best team in football.
No, I called them the best team in football.
And you're right.
I considered them the number one team.
And seeing
I thought they would win a national championship. They're better than that. They're better than what we thought they were. And we all thought they, well, at least in this room, we all thought they were the best team in college football.
Yeah.
They're better than that.
They're really good.
They're really good.
Yeah. So, losers, in a way, Ole Miss, they won, but also they have to make a decision.
No, it's another Lane Kiffin. Give him another L.
Okay, you and your Lane Kiffin hatred, I appreciate.
Yeah, no, it's not hatred. It's actually recognizing the reality here.
Remember, a number of LSU coaches that are going to that staff still working for Ole Miss right now in their playoff run.
Are they?
They got a big victory.
Are they?
Well, they were in the first round. There's questions as to how they will continue, whether some of those guys will stay there. And I think that he is right in wanting his coaches back. Transfer portal door opened up, and if you want your season to go well, it starts with the foundation of getting your players in.
But how about the whole idea of, yeah, we're going to put them on a plane and go ahead and send them to Ole Miss, and then, psych, we only met one game. We only met one game.
You're probably the person that when somebody asks for their charger back, you ask them what percentage they're on. I hate those people.
Oh, can you loan me my charger? Can you loan me your charger? I need to charge my phone. All right, I need my charger back. I'm leaving. What percentage you want?
It doesn't matter. It's mine. Give it back.
No. This is just an awful, awful look. I mean, Charlie Weiss Jr., to his credit, seems like he'll be the only one that is going to stay. All the other assistant coaches were just there for the one win, and now you're on your own.
Apparently, he was in line to, apparently was talked about being a potential OC candidate in the NFL.
Maybe.
Interesting, but he shut down those. On3 was reporting that, but I will say, I'll give a quick winner to y'all. NIL agents.
Yeah, a lot of NIL.
4,500 players are in the portal.
It's a lot. It is a lot.
You heard me correctly.
It is unwieldy.
4,500 players are in the transfer portal.
That's right. All right, wow. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Victory Reaction Monday. Back to the reactions. I want to get the OG's passing thoughts from this game, this 38-30 victory, and we'll get those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.